Welcome to Awaken Bacon, educational, high vibrational, mystical, spiritual podcast from one girl, one joint, and a journey to awaken what's inside all of us. In the words of the wise Wiz Khalifa, let's roll something and get the day started. What up, sluts? It's me, Danny. I'm back with another solo episode. Thank you so much for being here. I know that Kelsey and I haven't been together in a little bit. And guys, that's because that bitch is pregnant and I'm busy. And that's the that's the perks of having a co-host. I love you, Kels. Everyone send her love, her and her little baby and her belly. And you too, Cole. The whole fam and the dogs. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about not being afraid to be cringy. This episode is incredibly inspired by Anila Sita, so I want to give her all the credit. And I am going to give a small bit of credit to Lil Dicky, but we'll get into that. Anyway, follow Anila Sita on Instagram and YouTube. I'm always so inspired by her, and like, she's going through a huge transformation right now. It's really cool to watch. Anyway, let's talk about being scared of how people will perceive you. And honestly, it's something we all go through, okay? When I was thinking about, because you know, I'm psychic. I don't know if y'all know at this point, but I'm psychic. And I had the message, I had the urge. Okay, no, I was inspired by Anila Sita to talk about not being afraid to be cringy. But when I sat down to like write out my notes and think about this, the first thing that came to my mind is like, usually, you know, I have an ideal audience in mind. Like, oh, these people are really going to relate to this. Or I know exactly what listeners are going to relate to this. I think all of y'all are going to relate to this, honestly. Being scared of how people will perceive you is something that we all go through. But I'm here to tell you that things fall into place when you're being true to yourself, okay? Why? Because it's in alignment. We can feel things. Our body will physically reject things that are not in alignment. And when it is in alignment, then you can just tell. It takes over your body. It just feels so right. It's when everything's going well, you're happy, and you're just kind of like, holy shit, life is worse. No, bitch. You're like, holy shit, life is like worth living. It's really when you're like in your power. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't felt that yet, you're listening to this podcast. So you're getting closer. You're already taking aligned action by listening to stuff that is in alignment with your goals. I would like to think that Awake and Bake is very aligned with like spirituality, self-discovery, self-growth. I don't want to say self-help because, bitch, I am not your guru. I am not anyone's guru. I'm learning with all of you guys. Regardless, there are things that you are passionate about, and it's not by accident and it's not a coincidence, okay? They are a part of your purpose here, and it's not for everyone else to understand. It's okay if you have to go against the grain. I am not new to being the black sheep, okay? I'm not new to disappointing my family. I used to be an overachiever in everything because I felt like I was rejected by my parents or like my family. And if they didn't understand me, then I just had to basically make everyone else understand me and be the best at whatever I was doing so that I could say, well, everyone else loves me and everyone else is proud of me and everyone else thinks I'm doing the right thing, because I just knew I could never win at home. Not to get like too deep, but like, we're getting there. Anyway, I wanted to be the best at literally everything because I just had this like overachiever complex. And I did learn a lot through this, okay? Like, one of the things I learned is that I don't need the approval of anyone but myself. And this is something that I could only learn the hard way. Damn, that is a common theme throughout my life, bitch. I learned shit the hard way, but I'm not affirming that anymore. It's an observation about my past self, but we are only affirming positive strides moving forward. Everything gets easier and easier for me. I pick up on negative habits before they even happen, bitch. This is so off topic, but I always feel like Roxy Talks when I do that, because Roxy Talks on YouTube, she's the one who taught me about when you're manifesting, how to literally stop a negative thought in its tracks and rewrite it. But then every time I do it, I literally feel like her, and I'm obsessed with her. So Roxy, if you're listening, hey, bitch. Roxy is definitely not listening. Actually, Roxy likes some of my Instagram pictures. So if you're listening, hey, bitch. But aside from that, yeah, I know it's stereotypical that I don't need the approval of anyone but myself. But honestly, what I also learned is that I don't need the approval of anyone except myself, because I'm the happiest and I feel the most successful when I'm being true to myself. Okay, this is where Lil Dicky comes in. I was taking my first dab of years a few days ago, about like a week or so ago. And I'm watching Lil Dicky. I'm watching his new TV show, Dave, the third season. Well, this is an exact quote. No, it's not. I literally wrote, this is not an exact quote. I'm paraphrasing. Sorry, y'all. I actually smacked the dab again before I recorded this. Anyway, Lil Dicky literally said in the episode, for lack of a better word, I'm paraphrasing. He said that he is not religious, but the closest he's ever felt to spirit, or like feeling spirit, is when he's doing what he loves, even though people told him not to. Bitch, hilarious that it's Lil Dicky who told me that, but the universe is always sending messages if you're open to receiving them. And I am. I am open, bitch. I am a fresh popped pussy. Sorry, that was a lot. The only way that you start to see this work in action is just, I'm sorry, but you just have to like try it. You can't honestly take my word for it. Like, I need you to try this, and you will be so surprised how everything falls into place once you start just being true to yourself. I used to really worry about what other people were going to think of me, especially people I looked up to, because I'm like, well, this isn't what they did. So what if they don't approve? Damn, guys, that will hold you the fuck back. I never really felt fulfilled when I was living for other people. And I know that sounds intense, but I'm an intense bitch, okay? And I did not feel fulfilled when I was living for other people. But once I like started doing things that are just really aligned with me, and I don't feel guilty about it, and I don't feel shame about it, just because, you know, maybe people I look up to haven't done it, or maybe people around me don't understand it, I feel the best when I'm just doing me. I feel the happiest. I also feel like, honestly, the most successful. And okay, so there's this Tony Robbins quote, guys. Do we hate Tony Robbins? Someone tell me. I don't know. Tony Robbins quote, though. And he said, what the fuck did he say? Oh, my God. Oh, he said, progress equals happiness. And I think about that all the time, because it doesn't have to necessarily be progress. Like, progress isn't linear. Healing isn't linear. But progress in the way that, like, you're always learning. There's always something new to experience. You're like a student of life. Like, progress as in, like, being open to always learning and, like, new experiences. Like, if, you know, we're going to take L's is what I'm saying. So you don't have to feel like, oh, my God, like, I'm not happy because I took an L. And it's like, guys, like, it's okay. Okay, y'all know what I fucking mean. I'm rambling at this point. The dab is winning. Just try new things. Embrace your passions. If you have an urge to go try something, it's probably not a coincidence. Even if you're not good at it at first, like, most of this shit is the journey. And like I said, progress equals happiness. So low key, if you start just shitty as fuck, you can literally only get better from there. And then you're just going to be the happiest motherfucker, because you're just always going to get better. So you know what I mean? I have this thing where I'm kind of like a perfectionist, and I don't like to do things if I'm not good at them. But you know what? I can't paint to save my life. I can't draw. That's not my type of art. I can make art in a ton of other ways. I would consider myself an artist, but not like pen to paper, bitch. Abso-fucking-lutely not. And I've always wanted to just like be like Ali Glott, authentically Ali on Instagram. I always wanted to be like that bitch and just like paint and shit. But like, I won't do it because of the anxiety that I have, because I'm like, oh, well, I'm not perfect at it. I'm not the best at it. And it's like, yeah, that's actually absolutely true. I'm not even slightly good at it, but I want to get high and just do it. I want to have like my own little room, my own little section of the house where I can just get high as fuck, smoke some weed, and make art, even if it's bad. Guys, I want to make like erotic art. I want to make like abstract sex, you know, on like a canvas. This is taking a different turn. So I'm going to go ahead and go. Basically, I want y'all to embrace the cringe. Shout out Anila Sita. Shout out Lil Dicky. Shout out Kelsey. Love y'all. Stay high. Bye.